Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Colburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bumbrey moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to third for the out. Coggins moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Briggs steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to third. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Powell reaches second base with a double. Coggins scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. La Hewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Blair moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bill Champion now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Davis moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Davis scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Grich moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Grich moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Rob Gardner now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Boog Powell. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. La Hewitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.